Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Gospel of John, chapter 18, verse 37. Jesus said, "I am a king. In fact, for this reason I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone on the side of truth listens to me." Jesus appeared poor and powerless before Pontius Pilate. Yet Christ is the King who meets and exceeds all our needs. His aim was not to advance an army to overcome an earthly empire. Christ came to reign as King of our hearts. A war is waged to win control of your heart and mine. Such a battle for the human heart is not won by Christ the King with swords or spears, but with truth. The truth is, my heart hurts. It staggers because of the guilt of sin. It reels from the fallout of living in a sinful world. Persistent financial problems perplex my troubled heart with weariness and worry. The constant barrage of stress at home and work threaten to bury my heart in utter hopelessness. My heart longs for an answer to alleviate all my anxiety. To my hurting heart comes Christ the King. He testifies to the truth as the holy monarch who stood guiltless before Pilate. He is the heavenly King who emptied himself of all his glory. The King gave the dearest treasure, his own life, as he was lifted upon a cross. Selflessly, he suffered death for his subjects as their perfect substitute. The King of Kings conquered sin completely. By his grace, he gives the treasure of his kingdom to all who believe in him. Through the punishment he bore, we now have peace with God. In perfect love, he fills the hurting heart with the joy of his forgiveness. Through his powerful gospel promises, he reigns triumphant in human hearts. The love of our King is perfect and unfading. Moved by his love, we live to serve him joyfully as we await his return. The Word of God opens our eyes to the truth of his kingly, holy will. Our King creates in us a new heart that longs to labor in love for him who sacrificially gave himself to win our eternal salvation. One day, the King who came in humility will return in triumphant glory. On the last day, he will bring his believing subjects to the heavenly kingdom he has prepared for them. We look forward to the day when all our worry and weariness, all our doubts and difficulties, will be no more. He will keep his promise of eternal deliverance. Trust the truth of Christ the King. He reigns now and eternally as the heavenly King of hearts. Almighty King, I praise you for your triumphant victory through the cross. Continue to testify to the truth of your boundless love so that your kingdom may come to many others. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.